The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I want to get back just quickly to the tragic shooting death of a 16-year-old girl here in Columbus, and I will, because I think you need to know what the experts are saying. I'm not one of them. The president of the NAACP is not one of them. LeBron James is not one of them, but some experts have viewed the tape, looked at the evidence, and they are giving their opinion. Now, does that matter? I hope it matters to you. To the liberal left, nah, doesn't matter at all. But I just want to say this, and I hope you will accept this the way I'm going to say it. The funeral of Dante Wright, the young man that was accidentally shot by a police officer in Minnesota, the funeral is being held as we speak. It is being broadcast live nationally. It's being broadcast live nationally. Al Sharpton is there. Benjamin Crump is there. Several other prominent civil rights leaders and activists are there. I can't tell the total number, but it's being held in a very large church, and there are at least hundreds at the funeral, possibly thousands. And again, it is being televised live on national TV. Okay. Did you know that this is April 22nd of 2021? We're 4 months and 22 days into the new year. Did you know that this year, already, over 400 black young people have been killed in a violent manner? Over 400 black young people have met a violent death. Can I repeat that? Over 400 across America, black young people have met a violent, tragic death. How many of those 400 had hundreds, if not thousands, of people attend their funeral? How many of those had their funeral televised live nationwide? You know what the answer is. One. And what is the reason for that? A white police officer shot and killed him. Now, does that make his death any less tragic? No. Does it make his life any more valuable? Depends on who you ask. Now, again, just think about that. Where was Benjamin Crump, Al Sharpton, for the 400 other young people that have met violent ends, violent deaths so far this year? Their death did not meet the political agenda or, dare I say it, the financial agenda. I've said it over and over and over again, but it's true. The value of your life today depends upon who killed you. It should not be. All right, now back to the case here in Columbus. The Columbus Dispatch, which is not exactly conservative, they have been leaning left for a long, long time. Joy and I canceled our subscription years ago because I just couldn't take the left-leaning editorials and so forth. But here is the Columbus Dispatch today. Headline: No opportunity to de-escalate. Use of force experts, plural, say Columbus officer obeyed training in shooting Micaiah Bryant. Quote, an Ohio criminal justice professor who studies the fatal use of force by law enforcement officers didn't hesitate to render an opinion after watching the body camera video of a Columbus police officer fatally shooting a 16-year-old girl Tuesday afternoon on the city's southeast side. Quote, my first impression is that the officer was legally justified in using deadly force, said Philip Stinson, a Bowling Green State University professor who has compiled nationwide statistics on fatal shootings that have led to criminal charges against police officers. So in other words, this guy has testified as an expert witness against police officers in the use of deadly force. He said, it's a terribly tragic situation, and my heart goes out to the girl and her family and friends. But from looking at the video, it appears to me that a reasonable police officer would have had a reasonable apprehension of an imminent threat of serious bodily injury or death being imposed against an officer or someone else. That's the legal standard. He took a look at the video and realized this police officer had seconds to make a decision what to do. He made, according to this expert, now others are quoted here, I'll get to those. He made the right decision and saved the life of the other black teenager. You with me? Here is an expert on police use of force, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In addition, James Scanlon, a retired Columbus Police Division of Police SWAT officer, who spent 33 years with the division, has trained officers, served as an expert witness in trials and use of force cases. He agreed with the assessment. Quote, an officer is justified in using deadly force if his life or the life of someone else is at risk. Few would argue that there weren't at least two lives there that were at serious risk. In this case, Scanlon said, Reardon, which was the police officer, wasn't trying to protect himself, but to save the life of someone he doesn't even know. It's a shame that no one has recognized that that officer, in all likelihood, saved one or even more lives. Quote, although such shootings inevitably generate questions from the public about why an officer didn't use de-escalation techniques or deploy a taser or shoot the person in the leg, none of those options appeared to be available to this officer, both experts agreed. Quote, I don't know what the officer could have done differently. Based on what I saw, there was no opportunity for the officer to de-escalate. Scanlon said use of a taser isn't an appropriate response to a lethal force situation. Police are trained to target only one thing when they shoot to protect themselves or others, the center of mass of the person they're trying to stop. Officers are trained to shoot until the threat is neutralized. Scanlon said the body camera footage is a textbook scenario that an officer would see in a film during a shoot, don't shoot training exercise. That's exactly the kind of film you'd see in training rooms where you have to react to a deadly situation. In this situation, inaction by the officer, I believe, would likely have resulted in serious bodily injury or death to one or more persons. According to an expert, it was textbook, and the police officer did exactly what he should have done, what he was trained to do, and it is almost certain that he saved the life of at least one, possibly more, individuals by taking the action that he did. Now, will the folks protesting down at in downtown Columbus listen to that? Nope. Would that have any impact on them at all? Nope. You see, emotion and hysteria does not care about facts or truth. The police officer had seconds to make a decision in order to save the life, get this, of a black young lady. He saved the life of a black young lady, but many don't care.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Anytime someone is shot and killed, it is tragic. But we cannot allow people's worth and value be determined by who killed them. In America today, if you are a black young man living in Chicago and you are killed by a gang member in a drive-by shooting, your life means almost nothing except to a few family members. You will get no national attention. Al Sharpton will not come and talk to your family. Benjamin Crump will not come and tell your family that he will sue the city or sue this person or that person for millions of dollars. If you're a black person in Chicago and you are killed by a fellow gang member, you will just be quietly buried. And that is all. However, if you're a black young person and you were shot and killed by a police officer, you suddenly become valuable. You become important. Now, please, this is not to make light of the fact that police are to serve and protect, not kill innocent people. And I think the police should be held to a higher standard of justice than the rest of the citizenry. I do believe that. But life must have value, regardless of the color of your skin or the color of the skin or the position or the profession of the person that might kill you. Now, one of the arguments made about Makia Bryant, she was just a kid. She was just a kid. She was only 16. Well, that's true. And they were just having a fight. I've heard that over and over and over again in the last 2 days. Well, they were just having a fight. There was no need for the police to show up and shoot somebody. Listen to this headline. This is from this week. Cincinnati girl, 13, accused of killing another 13-year-old girl. Dateline, Cincinnati, Ohio. Get this, this is this week here in Ohio. A 13-year-old girl accused of killing another 13-year-old girl appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Officials say Janiyah Pate fatally stabbed Nyara Givens with a pocket knife on Monday. Get this. Get this tragic irony. Police responded to the scene on Top Ridge Place in the city's Winton Hills neighborhood at 9:08 p.m. Responding officers found Givens suffering from a stab wound to the right of her neck. It was a small pocket knife, folks. The knife that was wielded by Makia Bryant was a very large, looked like a butcher knife. Responding officers found Givens suffering from a stab wound to the right side of her neck. If you've watched the body cam... Pardon me. If you've looked at the body cam video, that's exactly where Makia Bryant was aiming when she was trying to stab the other black girl. Responding officers found Givens suffering from a stab wound to the right side of the neck. These similarities here are amazing. Two teenagers in a fight, one stabs the other. Quote, during a verbal dispute, the teen pulled out a pocket knife, cut the victim on the right side of her neck, causing her death. You know why? Police didn't show up in time. They were called, but they didn't get there in time. So you have a black teenager killed by another black teenager. Now, that 13-year-old teenager, Nyara Givens, is dead. She was 13 years old, but she was killed by another black teenager. Have any of you heard her name? Any of you? Any of you heard her being discussed at the White House? NBC TV? Will Benjamin Crump show up in Cincinnati to mourn the death of a 13-year-old teenager? I think you know the answer. Two extremely similar situations. Much to learn here.